What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, kind of expanding off of our GPT highlight series today, where we're going to go and kind of branch off and highlight some AI tools in general that may not be technically GPTs. Check out the episode on AFI definitions if you need a refresher on what a GPT is. Actually, I'm not going to make you do that, especially when I can just pull it off the top of my brain because I've been reading it so much often recently and it's generated pre-trained transformers. So technically, there are a ton of useful tools out there that may not qualify as a GPT for whatever reason, but we still definitely want to talk about those. So that's going to be what we're doing today. And today's episode is about one of those tools, like I said, called CopyLeaks. It's going to be linked in the show notes, obviously. But it's going to enable you to instantly do things like detect plagiarism. So it's a plagiarism detector, but there's a lot of those out there. And this goes kind of above and beyond and it gets even cooler. It's going to detect AI generated content. And it's going to do some even more really cool, like AI security based things, which we'll talk about. And it's going to basically help you lock down and protect original content, not only your own, but content that you're sourcing or using in your marketing strategies, which is obviously getting more and more important in the era of AI generated content. The tool consists of a few key solutions or service offerings. One is an AI detector, like we mentioned, and that's basically going to allow you to detect what content is being human written or is AI generated. And I'm definitely curious on how some of this gets done practically. So let's go ahead and give this feature a live test here for you. I'm just going to grab some AI generated content that I've been using. And typically what I'll do is I'll use it to kind of create an outline or a summary or a paraphrase, if you will, a large chunk of knowledge or educating content, and use that to structure my podcast content. So I'm going to take a chunk of that about our last episode, which was the TikTok episode, and punch that into the AI detector here. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you can see what the tool looks like. Okay, so I pulled a little bit of the transcript from a previous episode, and I've just copied and pasted it into here. So like I said, this is generated on the fly using a rough outline or a rough script, and then I will add in a lot of ad-lib type stuff, and that's kind of how I structure these episodes, a little look behind the curtain for you. So let's see what it does with this content here. This is human text. Okay. So far, so good. Two tests run and two passes as far as that goes. So I'm gonna call this one handy and definitely useful so far. Okay, so moving on. I'm going to stop the screen share here. Moving on to some of the other tools from CopyLeaks. The next is a plagiarism detector. Just going to help you identify, obviously, potential plagiarism. And really the goal here is to help identify multiple forms of plagiarism, like really obvious on the point paraphrasing or copyright infringement. And according to the website here, so this is a pretty cool offering, I think, especially if the paraphrasing capability is accurate. It's definitely going to help kind of identify what some of these strictly AI content creators are doing when it comes to reworking existing content. I think it could definitely be handy. The next feature that they have here is called code leaks. And I think this is really cool, probably more so if you're like a programmer or you have a programming background, but this is all about finding plagiarism within source code. So if you run a software as a service company or something like that, code is just as valuable to you as gold, and it's basically your main IP. And you're going to want to make sure that if your code property is being used elsewhere, you know about it. So it looks like CopyLeaks also offers a writing assistant. And then the next one here, which I'm super interested in and intrigued by, is Gen AI governance. So generative AI governance. And this is, like I said, really intriguing to me as well. So basically, it's an offering that they will kind of audit and lock down the use of Gen AI tools within your business. So a lot of people are concerned with the lack of knowledge around these tools as far as sharing intellectual property data, finance data, a lot of the secure data that makes up their business, this first party data that make these enterprise companies so valuable. And with these generative AI models, inputting that data and not really knowing where it's going or how it's being used or how the model is learning or teaching other companies use of the model, for instance. So there's a lot of concern there. And so apparently this offering is to try and help navigate the use of that, of these Gen AI tools within your workplace and mitigate and lower the risk. So it definitely sounds super intriguing and interesting. Again, I'd be curious to dive in further and look at how they accomplish that given the open source nature and highly accessible nature of all of these tools. But for a larger enterprise company, I think it would definitely be worth exploring for sure. And then the last main feature here is an AI grader. And this sounds super interesting too. The tagline on the website is quote unquote, a revolutionary solution for efficiently grading thousands of standardized tests at every level. So teachers out there, definitely perk up. I'm not sure. I hope there's a reason you're listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. If not, if you're just here for fun, then all the more power to you. Anyway, this one's for you. And it's interesting. So it looks like this pitch is you can give a huge amount of test assessment results, whether it's university or college assessments or high school, whatever grade level. It appears that the AI can actually do a better job of being a consistent grader on the degree or quality of these test results. Okay, sorry, teachers. Definitely turned it around a little bit on there and said the AI is better grader than you, but maybe you'll agree with this. I'll be curious to talk to my friends who are teachers. anyway, and by the looks of it here on their website, a lot of the goal is in removing bias, which, hey, you know, if you spent all year launching spitballs at your teacher or berating them or being late to class, there's a good chance you're probably going to get a biased result for your grade. So for the bullies and the spitballers out there, I guess this is definitely a valuable tool, and they probably hope that their teachers adopt it. Okay, anyway, that's it for today's episode, where we covered another super cool AI tool called CopyLeaks. Definitely check out that tool. The link is in the show notes. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and even more helpful to promoting the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.